some farm goods in yet another sign of easing tensions between the two countries ahead of trade talks scheduled for next month. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley reports tariffs will ease on U.S. soybeans, pork, and more.
Beijing imposed 25% tariffs on American farm goods last year in response to President Donald Trump's tariff hikes on Chinese goods. Hopes are now growing that China and the U.S. might defuse the prolonged dispute that is threatening global economic growth. But there hasn't been any sign of progress on the main issues in their sprawling conflict over trade and technology.
That was AP's Zaria Shackley. Trump announced he was postponing tariffs on $250 billion in Chinese goods from October 1st to October 15th. The United States is moving ahead with millions of dollars in aid for Ukraine's military, money that had until now been held up by the White House. White House officials confirmed a total of nearly $400 million in funding from the Pentagon and the State Department. This happened shortly before lawmakers were set to admonish the administration for the delay. London's Heathrow Airport says it is still open Friday, despite plans by climate change activists to disrupt flights by flying drones close to the travel hub. The activists from the group Heathrow Pause had planned to fly drones within 5 kilometers of the airport. The point was to push a government to more aggressively cut carbon emissions. Heathrow Airport said on its official Twitter, "We agree with the need for climate change action, but illegal protest activity designed with the intention of disrupting thousands of people is not the answer." Authorities in southeastern Spain say heavy rain and flooding in the region claimed another victim Friday. 3 people have died. This is VOA News. U.S. Democrats held their third presidential primary debate Thursday in the U.S. state of Texas. They